reports of the death of the TV hospital drama, foretold by the end of ER last season after 27,000 years on the air, were apparently premature. Showtime has Nurse Jackie, TNT has Hawthorne, and NBC is back this week with a new one that adds an M, a C, and a Y to E and R, and that gives us, everybody, Mercy. Well, stop groaning. You saw that one coming a mile away. But alert Nurse Hathaway. In this network show, the nurses, not the doctors, are running the asylum. Starring Taylor Schilling, Michelle Trachtenberg, and my guest today, Jamie Lee Kirstner, Mercy lets viewers know who's really in charge on the floors. Here's a clip from the show.
Playing alongside with Veronica are the two other nurses on the staff, played by Michelle Trachtenberg and Jamie Lee Kirstner.
What I liked about my character, I guess, it was very human. She's a neighborhood girl, but she's definitely a warm soul inside, sort of a little tough on the outside. She's just a really solid nurse, gets the job done, just gets in there.
You're there for people during the worst part of their lives, you find a way to make it better, and then you let it go. That's how you take care of yourself.
Mercy airs every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on NBC with the series premiere tonight, September 23rd. Jamie Lee, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you.
Did I get that right? About 27,000 years? Is that how long ER was on?
I think you got that about right. 27,002, maybe.
Okay, it's close. And I didn't go
close
over.
Enough. So ballpark.
If this was The Price is Right, I would have won.
Hilarious.
So congratulations on what must be a very exciting day in the Kirstner family.
Oh, it's great. It's great. We've been working so hard, so it's almost like, oh, that's great. Let's get back to filming so we have more episodes. we're sort of inundated with actually cranking out the stories here. It's sort of a little break, but then back to work.
Well, tell folks a little about the show and your role in it as Sonia Jimenez.
I play Sonia Jimenez to Taylor Schilling's Veronica and Michelle Trachtenberg's Chloe. And of the three, I'm going to reference Sex and the City here. I feel like my character's like the Miranda. Kind of practical, kind of dry, hardworking, a little cynical, and looking for love. And she's charmed by the handsome Detective Valentino, played by Charles Mean, kind of against her will. Mercy is a medical drama, however, it focuses on the nurses, and in that, it's a friendship show. Again, it's like Sex and the City, but with cheaper footwear and a lot more Guinness. We definitely hang out, you know. We're kicking it after work. We probably say a few curse words here and there, and it's a lot realer than I think a lot of the medical sort of softy parts of these medical shows, the more soap opera part. We do have our drama, but there's a lot of comedy in that because it does mirror life in that way. And there are a lot of surprises, I think, is why I kind of love doing it. Just when you think you know who these people are, they completely make a hard left turn. You didn't see it coming, and that's sort of fun.
I was interesting, you know, I haven't seen the first episode yet, but reading the cast, beautiful women, and the men are pretty familiar too. James Tupper, and the one that stood out at me was Guillermo Diaz from Weeds.
Oh, he's fabulous. He's absolutely fabulous. Yeah, he plays Nurse Angel, I don't know his last name, Angel Lopez, I think, is his last name on the show. And you're definitely going to see a lot more of him in the upcoming episodes too.
Now, I caught a couple glimpses of you in the online previews. In one shot, you look like you're dressed to kill, and I'm not talking about Tom and Jerry Scrubs.
Hilarious.
And
I don't want to reveal too much about that, but I do put on a pretty rocking dress for an event that happens, and I end up getting a little rough and tough with one of the patients because he gets rough and tough with me. So in self-defense, I have to fight back. So you're definitely going to have to tune in to watch what happens. I get to throw a mean right hook.
So it wasn't my imagination. That was my next question. It looked like you were about to knock somebody's block off, not very nurse-like.
Oh, I knock a few blocks off, actually, on that guy. If I do say so myself, it's pretty fantastic filming that. Filming that scene, and that's just exactly what I said. Here you see, you know, one of the nurses all dressed up and fancy and ready to go out, and here she is throwing punches. So there's lots of surprises in the episode.
And it, that's kind of weird too, isn't it? In that Taylor's character is the one who is back from a tour in Iraq and is the battle hardened nurse, but here you are throwing a punch.
Exactly, exactly. And you've got some twists and turns with Michelle Trachtenberg's Chloe, the sort of doe-eyed, fresh off the farm, right out of college nurse. She gets herself into some interesting situations as well that you wouldn't expect. So it's pretty fun. It's pretty surprising. And that's, I think, where the humor comes in, because you just don't expect. You just, when you think you know these girls, we get ourselves into some very contradictory situations. It's pretty fun.
Now, how many episodes have you shot at this point?
I think we're on four. I think we just finished filming episode four. I just get scripts and just keep going. I'm like the Energizer Bunny, so I honestly don't know what number, but I think it's four.
Have you already seen the writers developing your character over that period of time? Do you see things happening?
Oh, absolutely. They're doing a fabulous job of continuing with the vein, same vein that the pilot, I think, highlights about our characters. They're continuing that and developing that, and we're getting more complex, and there's more humor where you didn't expect, and more touching moments where you didn't expect, and I think there's a great balance of that. I think that's why Mercy might stand out against some of the other shows that maybe have a bit of a one note to them. We have a pretty good balance of the comedy and of the drama. I that's what drew me to the whole project anyway. It's a very human experience. It's a very touching friendship, very real friendship between these ladies as they, you know, move around and try to figure out who the hell they are at work and with their backstories and their current lives. And I think it'll be fun to watch the perspective of the nurses and the patients. I don't think you get to see that dynamic very much in all of these medical shows that we're being kind of hit with. I think that sets us apart. It's the relationship between the patients and the nurses. And I think we've all had that in life, maybe at one point or another. When you go to the hospital, it's the nurses that take care of you. The doctors diagnose you, but the nurses kind of give you the sucker and make you feel better after you get the shot.
And does Sonia, do we know anything about Sonia's personal life at this point?
Not really much in the pilot. I think as the show develops, we learn that she has a brother who's in a gang, and she also starts dating a detective, Detective Valentino, played by Charlie Samin. Really handsome character who charms the pants off of her begrudgingly. So she kind of is straddling the line here between having this brother and crossing the line and then having the cop trying to put those types in jail. So we don't know what's going to happen when those two meet.
Well, last question, because I know you got to go. I read that you were born in Germany, raised in Clarksville, Tennessee, and I'm wondering how you wound up playing a character named Sonia Jimenez. I am
mixed,
yes.
like our president. I'm half white and half black, and I am also a fantastic actress. So I think I can pull off being a little bit of the Latin persuasion in that way. You tell me. You watch the show. You let me know.
All right. Well, you know, it's just funny how casting people look at someone and go, "Oh yeah, she can play Latin." It's like, okay.
Oh, trust me. If Angelina Jolie can play a mixed half-black, half-white person, I think I can pull off playing a Latina.
Doesn't
she play Marianne Pearl? What's that movie she's in? Yeah, portraying Marianne Pearl, she plays a mixed person,
right,
like myself. So if Angie can do it, I think I can pull off Latina.
I have no doubt. You've already corrected me on the pronunciation, so I have no doubt.
Yeah.
Well, folks, Mercy airs every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on NBC with the series premiere tonight, September 23rd. And, of course, you can catch episodes you miss at Hulu.com. And I just want to ask, are you on? Can people find you on Facebook or Twitter or any of that kind of stuff?
I'm kind of a bit private on the Facebook. I've already had somebody put up a page and pretend to be me to my friends. It's very strange, the Facebook, but... yeah, try me, find me. I am definitely out there. So give a look Wednesday night. It's the best place to catch me.
Very good. Well, Jamie Lee, thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today, and good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And folks, for more interviews with your favorite NBC stars, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with the stars of Southland, Chuck, Parks and Recreation, The Office, and many more. And please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media. casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites. Whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, TrueSlant, Pointer Online, Digital Journal, Vox, MediaFly, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, Zimbio, Current, or Odeo. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. Or subscribe to Mr. Media's blog on the Amazon Kindle Reader. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. That's A-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening, and here's another little bit, another tease, the new show, Mercy. Bye, everybody.
You nurses, what are you good for anyway?
Well, we do try and keep the doctors from killing you.
Life is at stake.
I feel terrible. What do you want?
I want you to be better.
What are you going to have to
do? Hey, lady, help me pull his shirt up.
I don't know how you guys do it. You're there for people, and then you try to make it a little better.
People treat you like an imbecile when you're sick. You're the only person who's been honest with me.
I treat the disease.
Yeah, well, I treat the patient.
I don't even know if I'm going to be a nurse anymore. Veronica, you're a wonderful nurse. Don't doubt it for a second.
Mercy, a new series this fall on NBC.